We build walls when we ought to be building bridges. And we lose touch when we ought to be holding on. And we hold back when we really should be giving. And we hold out when we're holding on to nothing at all. Freedom from fear of certain failure. Freedom from the bar we place across every door. Freedom from things we just imagine. Freedom from all that came before. And we speak out when we could learn so much from silence. And we think twice when we shouldn't think at all. And we give in when we should stand and speak our truth. And we give up, then it's going, going, gone. Freedom from fear of certain failure. Freedom from the bar we place across every door. Freedom from things we just imagine. Freedom from all that came
of doorway entry, I connect to my forehead, and as a baby experiencing sunlight for the first time, and I'm in Thailand, and then I just see this board like a screen, always in my consciousness, and it's showing me life. It's showing my life path, and then the frequency cranks in my head and ears, and I'm flying hardcore through this screen and into dimensions, and I'm facing faces and heads of so many, many guardians. They are blue, white, and they are light transparent with electric blue definition to their facial features. And they are coming at me like I'm in a roller coaster, but this time I'm less scared and they don't stop. And I ask what I should do and I get thrown back out the screen. And they say follow, but I'm not sure if they say MCEO or what they do. That's not a clear message. Then back down, not floating. And then I see in the blackness this very clear vision of a still model in 3D, of a story of something on Earth. And it's like a capture in time-space frozen of a massive explosion of atoms, tiny particles like 3D, semicircle bomb with humans and houses being blown up in space-time. And this explosion shape thing, it's so clear. It's tiny particles and it's white light specks in black space between all people and objects and things. Like a toy model on a table, only I'm observing in consciousness from a great distance and height in space. And it's like telling me a story. Then I get sucked back into the screen and I'm rolling with the guardian faces or masks. And then I get brought back to my body and I can understand Taylor's instructions on the CD. I'm just recalling this memory and so let me just clarify when I say upon the point of doorway entry I connect to way forward. It's a CD that Taylor had recorded and I was listening to it and he had said those things upon a point, a doorway entry, connect to your forehead or something like that. So I've connected and I'm feeling the experience of sunlight on my forehead as a baby for the first time. And as soon as I do that, I seem to just separate or project at that point. So when I talk about frequency cranking in my head and ears, what tends to happen is I peel up through my body. Yesha explains it as a set of faster and slower moving particles. It's like the separation. So it feels like I'm speeding up and moving out, and I'm leaving behind my slower matter. And the frequency is like I've said in other explanations, like helicopter wings. So it's like you hear something with your inner ears. And you separate during this frequency shift. It's kind of like, but it's not, that's a really bad example, but it's something like that. Definitely frequency, definitely a clear dimensional shift, a heightened frequency that you enter. When I go down this tunnel, maybe I should describe this tunnel because I don't seem to have described it. It is like a wormhole. I didn't know wormhole. I mean, when I went down it, I went down it head first, like a roller coaster ride, but imagine head first, and you can feel it in your stomach when I'm going down it. It's rubbery, it's alive, it's conscious, it's like almost breathing, it knows your thoughts and everything. And it's blue and kind of like pink. And the only best way to describe it is like it's plasma and interfacial passages. I've just read it on the Tantra Asia Teachings 2012 December workshop. That's the closest explanation. That's the closest explanation. Iesha says you go down things head first and you have to learn how to move with your head or something because you're not entering with your feet or something like that. Well, when I was going through this, you go with your head and it's fast. The passages are, I don't know whether they were, what passages they were, but the only The best explanation is in that workshop, 100%. It's the first of the five layers of the interfacial passages. It's the first layer or something like that. And it's those colours and it's plasmic. Yeah, the explanation about the atoms. So many times in these experiences, I go through one thing and then I'm moved somewhere else. And, you know, it's kind of like trying to paint a picture before I get back in my body. And then I obviously have been flung out into the blackness. I find myself a lot in space or blackness. And then I'm looking. Many times I have to blink to turn on my pineal or something because I can't see where I'm at. So I'll be somewhere and I haven't turned my eyes on, my inner eyes. I learned how to do that randomly. So I would have been thrown out into the space and had to realise, oh my gosh, okay, now I need to look where I'm at. And then I would have blinked and then finally would have seen this explosion. It was very, very, very far. I was like, oh, I don't know how many planets light years away. And you just saw this kind of digital looking image, and I knew it was the Earth, and it was an explosion, like as if an atomic bomb had gone off, and you know, as if you were in the Hubble space shuttle, and you were looking at Earth, and a bomb's gone off, maybe like a third of the Earth, an explosion with bodies and debris just sort of like still. In space. So it's like a computer game. It just explodes and then it just like freezes, and then it's like everything's still and frozen, and then you can travel around it or move around it, but it's not it was just like it was more like a concept, I think. It wasn't like the actual thing, and it really scared me. I mean, I don't know, I still see it today and I just wondered what's going to happen to the Earth, or is that like an old Earth, or, what does that mean? You know, what's that got to do with anything? It's definitely one of the timelines. That's the only way to say it. It's like a timeline. Okay, and then the Guardian's faces. So I the only way I remember without reading this is that I go down the tube and so one of these journeys, the Guardians, like a roller coaster, but you're going down the tubes like a roller coaster, and imagine something comes up to you, but then it's like a ghost, so it passes through you. So it's like more spiritual. Well, these masks were like that. They were like African looking, I suppose, long spindly features. So there wasn't a full face. It was like as if a mask was made out of electric blue wire, and the wire sort of drew the eyes and the ears and the nose and things like that, and then that sort of flooded by me, and I was just traveling through. So as I went through it, it just like kind of dissolved around me, and then I saw the next one. So it was like I was being greeted or just experiencing them or something. They were blue, electric blue. They didn't feel anything or fizz. They were just electric blue masks or faces. And I just thought they were guardians. I don't know why. 16th of October 2012. Had the most vivid dream about my creation. I saw two godlike females, one birthed or created from the other, in the icy, streaky pink and light yellow cliffs of the Himalayan mountains. First there was one, and she merged with her twin or sister or partner and kept growing. It was like a ceremony or honeymoon period of creation, and they were creating and growing larger and more powerful in icy-like puddles of soft Himalayan pink pools of snow. And funnily, I saw multicoloured plastic cups that kept growing into their setting in plastic, like in layers of cups upon cups, to contain the power within, whilst growing larger and stronger. I was at the base of the cliff then, looking up, and then they floated down in spirit-like motion as they trailed their spirit bodies still up at the top of the female gods, pulled out from themselves, a female tiny statue and a male, but I knew these were human beings and handed them to me. Then the next part of the dream was me in my room laying on the bed watching a film. It was 4 a.m. My mum and dad walked in and my mum asked me for a massage. I said, I'm too tired. Then she looked up and asks how I'm doing. Only she's talking about the little girl in the bathroom to my left. We can hear her being naughty and running around naked. At this time, she's standing on one of the toilets like a bidet, taking a wee and being generally mischievous and hyper. And I see her face. She has dark hair and rosy red cheeks and she looks like me. And I know it's not my daughter. I know I've time travelled and I'm with myself as a baby. First time I've seen that, but so very clear. Her mannerisms were me, and I was talking clearly to me as a naughty 3 or 4 year old. And how amazing to see my creation and my true lineage from those female godlike spirits that sourced from nothing into 2 and then gave me my creators or parents in my hands. Beautiful. This is a dream, by the way. This is not a projection. I just want to make clear when I project and when I have a dream. If I have a dream, I'll say it's a dream. Otherwise, it's an astral projection or a dark matter or something. 22nd of June, 2013. I went flying after I went back to sleep at 2 a.m. I felt the shift and drop and remember focusing on my arm that I could see with my eyes closed like an internal arm that helped me create the drop out of my body. I entered the tunnel and stars and shapes like hearts flashed before my eyes. I was apprehensive to watch at first, as always, but then I got over it as the movement is so fast, like a roller coaster ride, which I don't always enjoy. As I entered into my astral body, I felt good as if I hadn't been there for a long time. It felt familiar and I immediately dashed up high in the air and had the sensation of zero gravity and flight. I literally control my movement now. It may be my dark matter body, I can't tell yet. I remember darting out the window and falling low, like my ability to fly was decreased as I hung out the front garden observing the house. Then I kicked up an inner momentum to whiz back up to my room through my far right window, which I exited from. I then went through the door into the hall and circled round and down and sat observing Mummy in her front room, which was empty and clean this time. I sat on the stairs secretly watching her for a while, looking straight into her eyes, thinking I can do this and she can't see me, when suddenly she did notice me and asked why I wasn't in bed, which totally threw me because it meant she could see me in my body. Maybe I always enter my dark matter body without realising, because how can someone see me in my astral body? Maybe these experiences are always on parallel multiverses because things are always slightly different, like her room was empty and clean, Plus, whenever I look back, when I exit the body, my body is never just lying there and there's no silver cord like in most astral experiences. I remember seeing Cam on the bed as I checked for it and my body not being there. When I returned up to my body, when I remember Mummy catching me, and it took a while for my soul to re-enter into this vessel. Upon starting to wander into 4D and begin dreaming, inverted commas, as my mind began making up scenarios whilst out of my 3D vessel. Out of nowhere, I regained consciousness that I was now back in my vessel by way of hearing Cam breathing and perhaps myself snoring, and feeling the bed under my back and the warmth of the sheets wrapped around me. That's finished. 27th of June 2013. Tonight I met the dragons. They were told about me by a man who pointed to a garage on the hill and explained that they were a group of earth-dwelling inhabitants that were human-looking. I walked to the garage and was ushered in by one dragon, whilst his friends stayed away and busy working on the cars. He seemed the more willing to talk or help out of the two. The dragons were very tall, good-looking, short, slicked back hair and powerful. The second dragon seemed superior and was busy stressing about something. In front of me were about seven kinds of sports cars lined up, all different models, but with the same theme of their colours, which was a red outside and a yellowish-orangey interior. Suddenly I asked the elder dragon where the lemons were kept, and he reluctantly pointed to his cars and retorted that they were inside one of the end cars. I walked up and finally found them, squeezed together in a side pocket. When I went to take them out, the inner lining bit that was yellowish-orange moved or rippled like it were alive. I told the elder dragon, "It's like your car has consciousness," and he just looked up to acknowledge that I was right and then continued his work. I went back to the younger dragon and asked why the elder one was so moody and elusive, and he told me that he was trying to win something but was stuck and couldn't figure out how to get past it. When I look at this dream analogy, I see parallels to what is really going on in this world. For example, the elder was driving cars that were fast, conscious, and deadly powerful. He seemed he was a rally driver sent to win for the dragons and had so much pressure, he was so dismissive and above everything else that wasn't conducive to him winning. When I approached him, I gave him an idea that if he creates chocolate bars, he could wrap them in a promotional label and hand them out to the masses to eat, and those in his team, and that would get the attention and following he desired. I realised that I was in the dream and may have helped him achieve something non-conducive to what humanity needs, but what I understood is that because he didn't get my ideas or take them, that although the draconians want to take over Earth, there is something essential that they need that is completely missing from their abilities or DNA, and they are struggling to maintain mass control or take it to the next vital level for their survival. They have the control now and have the masses following, but they will be unable to maintain it. Based on my idea to the Elder Dragon, the dream tells me I am also attracted to power and in particular seek to gain approval from it as a way of feeling more accepted. This stems from the fact that I see my mother as a powerful being and have sought to gain approval from her all my life, which is slowly leaving me now. It explains my track record with people who are higher and more powerful than me and why I consider them so important in my life. It's something to understand about myself and remain conscious of, so that when I read badly to something that doesn't suggest power, when I react badly to something that doesn't suggest power, I remember it's just a reaction through the filters of that distortion inside me and not what I truly think and feel. I need to work on re-cleaning the lens because we only react to things that are mirrors to what we need to do to move on in our evolutionary growth. 12 laws of mastery should guide me through all emotional problems and lead me through those times I feel disconnected, because an idea is being filtered through an inner distortion till those are cleansed. Repeating acts of compassion, love, humility, patience, forgiveness, selflessness to fellow humans, etc., will bring me closer to source. Earlier in my dream, and why I may have got on this lemon hunt that took me to the dragon's lair, is to get rid of an ant infestation that was growing on my roses. I had placed them in a vase under the table, and all of a sudden there were large ants crawling all over them and eating them. I remember someone saying, "You should have sprayed them because they get attacked." I'm not sure what that signifies, but it seems to be about placing something beautiful and untainted in a bad place. It will still become tainted. It's not the thing, it's the place. the thing sits. If I cannot clean my vessel spiritually, it doesn't matter what I get offered or given, it will always get destroyed by myself. In the earliest part of my dream, I was in a classroom dressed like a ghetto girl in jodhpurs, and a girl had taken something out my window without asking, actually a piece of window. So I walked back and stood up to her and yelled, "You don't take my stuff without asking or my permission ever. I'm going to measure this piece now for what I need. I'll bring it back to you then, and I want it returned back in its original place from where you took it." I walked off and the whole corridor heard me. This signifies my taking back of power and re-empowerment of my younger self when I was at school. It was a time when I was bullied, so it's a real breaking point to feel that kind of power again at such a young age. This dream is definitely part of my karmic healing, and I feel that this gradual healing of my inner child this time in the form of taking back power and not allowing others to crush or dictate my identity in the playground, inverted commas, will play out in my present day life. By changing the past, we can change the course of the future. I just want to reflect on that and say that these dragons weren't actually dragons. I mean, they were human looking, but yes, I said that already. But they were definitely dragons. I don't know if they shapeshift or how I knew that. 3rd of February 2014. I kept entering my astral body twice this morning already. Once I just felt my spirit peel up and me bounce against the ceiling. It's like anti-gravity in 1 second, once I enter. It lasts only a couple of minutes, the separation being the most pronounced thing at the start, as I try to manoeuvre permanently into it as it fades in and out. Once that happened, I was halfway down Burlington Road before it wears off and I'm aware my spirit is returned into my body. Anyway, that happened twice, but not sure if the second time I dreamed something, but it feels like I projected first and then entered into the 4D dream state or dimension. So I'm starting to see the projection bit as 3.5D or something in between, but this one was mad. I was trying to sleep, eyes were shut. Then suddenly, as I drift, I see codes in red and black appear very prominently, like literally flashes in my mind's eye. I immediately think I don't like these codes, not trusting what they might stand for and maybe doing to my DNA. I think straight away they are to do with Kabbalah, so I remember what Cam said about seeing a Merkaba, and I consciously visualise this Merkaba. It's like one upside-down pyramid into another, and the down pyramid is slightly smaller than the up one. As soon as I see it, it begins to spin as I focus my pineal on it. As it spins, there's a massive explosion of symbols, almost like ones from my seed code around my neck. I've got the Akasha Maharik seal, Akasha symbol code, God source symbol code. They are flashing white as they burst into my mind, colouring the blackness and then dissipating. It's very fast and a bit scary. It's like an activation as the symbols explode out of this spinning Merkaba, all in a matter of what it feels like under a second. My spirit body is expelled out of my physical body and catapulted into the road. I cannot feel control of it, like when in my astral body the way before. I feel the energy generated by this Merkaba as incredibly powerful, and that it could be used to activate a movement from my 3D locate to another higher dimensional locate. I immediately know the only way to move back is to think the location of my body, and suddenly I'm in it. At this point, I remember entering a dream or another time zone and walking up my road in bliss because of a knowing that I am feeling a gradual progression with my gene code, just somehow knowing that. And the scenario was that I saw my ex-headmistress and she walked back to speak to me. I had the old piano by my door and it was 39 Burlington Road, so I realised the timelines have got mixed up in 1 second because things happen at the same time, so you can enter different timelines and reverse things or affect things from your present point. We spoke a little in this adult body, but she was in the past and so was the house. Then she put her hand on my bum and just stood there, and I remember thinking she was a lesbian, and now I'm thinking all these sexual encounters I have are times when FAs want to harness energy and they are vampiring through me and from me. I need to put up more of an energy block from them, as I can feel very much after sex in these dreams or dimensions, and it doesn't feel like my true desire when I awake. That was weird. I didn't know I was going to read that.
Yeah. That was bad.
Stepping on the fine line, stepping in the right time, between illusion and divine rhyme. As I flow, I remember the goal. Build my relationships on the core, on source. We don't wars, yet we force to move my mind and my body as one divine. As I drip my rhyme in an ocean of emotion, yet the unspoken sign shows itself in mysterious ways. Makes me wanna transform my face. All my fears, angers, control, and entitlement into heavy cares I can handle with my soul's enlightenment. I wanna feel safe as who I am. I wanna feel the base on where I stand. By the love of eternal crystals I am. By the truth of eternal crystals I stand. By the power of eternal crystals I fly. By the way of eternal crystals go I.
Just to be uncovered, honoring the Guardian Alliance, the beloved.